How was your move last month?
It was terrible.
Didn't you use the moving company I recommended?
The company you recommended was not available on the day I had to move. I used a company I found on the internet.
What happened?
First of all, it was raining on the day I had to move. That made the move take longer, so it was more expensive than I thought it would be.
It's not the company's fault that it rained.
I know, but there are many other things that were their fault. The movers broke the mirror I had just bought, and they left muddy footprints on the carpet I had just cleaned. I thought I was getting professional movers, but the men that were sent to my home were college students. They didn't have much experience moving. Because the move took them so long, they charged me much more than I expected to pay. The information they have on their website says $100 an hour, but they charge me $800 for 6 hours of work.
You should talk to the owner of the company.
I called the company several times. The woman I talked to said that the owner would call me back, but he never has.
You should keep trying. Make a list of everything they broke or ruined. Their insurance will probably pay for these things.
I don't know if they have insurance.
You should never use a company that doesn't have insurance.
Everyone I've talked to tells me the same thing.
Don't feel so bad. Everyone makes mistakes. We learn from the mistakes we make. Why didn't you ask your friends to help you move?
Everyone I know is so busy. I didn't want to bother anyone.
By the way, why did you move? You had a lovely apartment.
It wasn't mine. The person I rented the apartment from spent a year in China, but when she came back last month, I had to leave.
How do you like your new place?
It's fine. It's across the street from the building my sister lives in, so now we get to see each other more often. Why don't you come over sometime and see my new place?
I'd love to. How about Saturday after 4 p.m.? That's the only time I'm free.
Saturday would be great.